FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRS Key Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRS Key Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, July 13th. 74 degrees on our way to 95 today before it is all said and done. And we're very pleased to be joined this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Joyce Wilson. Opie, and Opie Down Home is just a couple of days away, all kinds of activities happening. And Joyce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good.
We're doing all right so far. So we got a whole lot of stuff happening. And the way it sounds, if memory serves me correctly, Joyce, things start pretty early in Opie, and they roll basically all day long.
Yeah, we've got the registration for the bike ride starts at 6 o'clock. And the bike ride actually leaves the lake at 7. And their route is they've got a 20-mile route and a 40-mile route. And it's they've made very careful to make sure that it doesn't cross the highway or anything, so it's all just gravel roads pretty much. But they start at 7, and then our 5K run around the lake starts at 7:30. This begins and ends at the lake.
Yeah, the check-in starts at 7:05 if you're into the running and walking and not the riding. And also, boy, all day, Joyce, you've got all kinds of stuff going on. Let's kick it off. Your little fishing derby action?
We have a fishing derby, and in case anyone has heard, we did have a fish kill, but they assure me that there is still plenty of fish in that pond. We had the oxygen level got low, and we've taken care of that problem. The oxygen level will back up where it needs to be, and although we lost the 30-pound flathead that was in there, there's still a lot of fish in there, so this kid should still be able to catch lots of fish. We also have the Methodist Church has the breakfast that starts at 6:30, and then we have the kids games start at 9. We have the kickball on the schedule, but we didn't get anyone registered until the last couple of days. So what we're going to do is have the equipment there if they want to play kickball. There's a couple of people that said they were going to have teams, and so they can play kickball with the equipment, and there won't be a charge for it or anything, because we just couldn't get anyone to sign up soon enough to get everything else organized for it. So, but that's going to be available for anyone that wants to play.
I know softball is has been a mainstay in years past. Softball tournament also going to be taking place tomorrow as well, or Saturday?
We're not doing a softball tournament this year. We don't have anyone on the committee that is well-versed in softball right now.
Gotcha.
It will come back next year. We've got a couple of young men that want, and their spouses, that want to get started back up again, and they will be very good at getting it organized for us. So volunteers is always good.
Yeah, activities for young and old alike, and you'll be cakewalking. You've got some sidewalk chalk decorating going on. What about the parade, Joyce?
Parade lineup is at 2:30, and parade starts at 3. Anyone that wants to come and be in it, we've had several several interesting people. One lady from, I think it was Germany, wants to come. No, it wasn't Germany. A foreign country. Don't remember now which one, because I didn't talk to them. But they're going to come and fly and carry their flag in the parade. She wants to promote her country, which is fine. But we'll have kids on the bicycles, and we have 4-H Club's going to have a parade, a float, and just a variety of different things. The fire trucks will be there and everything. We'll also, not on the schedule, we'll have fire truck rides at some point. It depends on when the firefighters are free to do that, because they're doing the barbecue, and they've got to get everything organized there first, and then they'll come down and do the fire truck rides. The kids really enjoy those, but they'll know when they when kids will know when the fire trucks are there, because their horns are kind of loud.
So you mentioned the fundraising firefighters barbecue. When does that start?
That the barbecue starts at 5 o'clock. They start serving at 5, and they serve until about 7:30 or 8, or until the food runs out. They've been having more food the last couple of years, so it's actually lasting longer. But they had real good. They had the pulled pork and the baked beans, and really good meal. And also during the day, we'll have the Lions Club will have a concession stand at the in the park.
Okay.
And so we'll have food there too. But the firefighters' barbecue is they're trying to get some more equipment for the updating some of the stuff that they've had. So it's always good to have, and there's also they're also doing a raffle, a shotgun, and I didn't get
there's
the details.
There's two other guns.
That.
Memory serves me correctly. There's a pistol, a shotgun, and I'm kind of blanking on the last one, but I know there are three guns that are available as part of them.
Yeah, one of those things that I'm not interested in, but anyone that is, I mean that they have good, they do good, have good. Prizes. So,
yeah. Always. So, what about the famous Olpe Down Home bed races?
the bed races. Kids get a lot of kick out of that, and we just let them. I mean, there's no set schedule. Or, I mean, there's no set teams or anything. Just whoever wants to race is allowed to race, and we have lots of kids that just really get into that.
So is that BYOB, bring your own bed?
No, we supply the bed.
Okay.
Okay.
They run down the street and do a U-turn and go back. They've just got to stay out of the DJ's equipment stuff. Trying to get them stopped sometimes is not easy.
Do they have to go a full block, or is it just maybe about a business or two down the street and then turn around and come back?
Yeah, it's mostly just for we do this at the intersection of Bittler and Iowa and Westphalia Streets. So Main Street, it's just that intersection. It's just the distance of the intersection and back. So it's not very far, but some of them can get a pretty good head of steam.
So I know that every year too, you have appreciation for servicemen and women. Is that happening again this year?
Yes. Yes, we want to recognize our servicemen, our service people. They, you know, they sacrifice so much for us, and we want to make sure that they understand that we appreciate their service. And so we will do that every year. It's just a given.
Yeah, and I know that too. That it's always popular. You have a lot of great prizes, and you can purchase prize tickets. You got big drawings happening. How's that working this year?
The big prize this year, again, still is a quarter of a beef. We have 2 quarters of beef, and donated by the Highland Ranch. And that's always the big prize, and that's always one everyone wants to get in on. But we have a variety of other really nice prizes. And we've got some prizes that would be kid-friendly, and we have some prizes that are adult-only. A lot of gift certificates. From the various businesses in town, and there's one at least that is an adult only prize. It's from the liquor locker, so
gotcha.
We can't let kids give in that one. We got to be careful, but just a wide variety of we've got some jewelry, we've got gift boxes from Hague Pharmacy, we've got a gift box from beauty salon here in town. And I'm blanking on some of the ones. We got a lot of gift certificates. which are always nice.
Well,
you can buy whatever you want
to. Yeah, it's a big day, and Joyce, it looks promising weather-wise, sunny and 90. You really can't ask for anything.
Yes.
Anything more
than
that. A
little bit of breeze, not a lot.
And there will be street dancing happening, right?
Yes, and this year we have a DJ, and he's new, so we haven't used him before. It's Chuck Torres is going to be our DJ, and he is really excited about doing this. So I think he said he's got a playlist all worked up, and he'll take requests if people are, you know, considerate of it. We don't keep, you know, there's some kind of Brett Thorne songs we can't play, just would be offensive.
Okay.
But we've had requests for offensive ones before, and so, but he's really excited about doing this, and so I'm really happy that he's going to be doing it for us this year.
And as far as Opie down home, the proceeds will go for what, Joyce?
Our splash pad. We have raised about a third of the cost of the splash pad, and we need to finish it out. We've got some options for grants that we're working on, and if we could get this and then on match day, so if we can get that, it's the splash pad will be put in between our two playground areas in the park, and we've got a rendering of what we'll have that at the information booth. We'll have a rendering of what we're thinking about putting in. It's not set in stone, but we're really excited about getting that. I would love to do, you know, to break ground next year, so I'm hoping.
I understand. Joyce, before we let you go, how important is this really not only as a community gathering for Olpe, but as kind of a welcoming point for others across the community and across the area to get involved and really enjoy what Olpe has to offer here this weekend?
I just think that I think it's really important for us to have this, and I mean I've been involved in it now for 20 years, so it's becoming something. I wish we could get more volunteers to help out. Sounds like we've got a couple of promising options next year, but we need to have this so that people realize that we're here and that we're a community that really wants to reach out to everybody. I know this year we're having the 20-year class reunion is going to be here. So the class of 2003, and that's the year we started down home. So they have, you know, they haven't gotten to see a lot of them, haven't gotten to see everything that we're doing. So I'm really excited about them coming back and enjoying the day with us. I think it's important that we keep that connection.
Well, it is, and it's going to be a big day happening this Saturday. Things start bright and early with the bike rides and the 5K run walks and the breakfast at the Olpe United Methodist Church. So we encourage you to attend and enjoy Olpe Down Home this Saturday. Joyce, thank you much.
Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Yeah, Joyce Wilson. Olpe Down Home this Saturday.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker Spot 720 every weekday morning, the only one we have available for the next week.